Hello, friends and family around the world. This is Pastor Renee Antrosio, and I am grateful for the gift of our online worship and our topic for this week of joy, which was clear to me on Monday, but has been playing hide and seek with me ever since. Joy can be elusive. This is a challenging focus for me, as I wouldn't say that joy is exactly my specialty or my gift. Anxiety comes much more easily for me than joy. I worry forward about various situations that I anticipate, and I worry backward about what I've said and done and outcomes of things over which I often have little to no control. But a song from my childhood sprang into my mind, though I haven't sung it for years. The joy of the Lord is my strength. This comes from Nehemiah 8, about reading the book of the law of Moses to all the people who had returned and were rebuilding Jerusalem. Then Nehemiah, the governor, Ezra the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, "Go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." Many of us are starting to experience the joy of return, gathering with friends, enjoying fine food and drinks, restaurants we love, sharing meals in each other's houses again, and worshiping together in the sanctuary in person. This day is holy. Each day is holy. And joy gives us strength to celebrate and then to again take up the work, building and rebuilding that which has fallen into disrepair. And so I've been reflecting on the idea that God wants us to have joy, wants to give us joy in the midst of all the other things that steal our strength. Psalm 92 from our welcome this morning speaks of singing for joy at the Lord's handiwork, making music, lifting our voices and listening to each other's voices brings joy. Sitting outside, I occasionally notice different bird songs. Now that the trees are fully leafed out, birds are harder to spot, but their tweets and trills fill my backyard. In this moment, in this now, I can choose to listen to the thoughts and concerns in my mind or stop and listen to the birds. Earlier, as I walked the dog, noticing all the different kinds of trees, the abundant variety towering above me, reaching to a cloudless blue sky, I observed a creation that brings God joy in the making of it, the growing and tending of it, the magnificent diversity and tenacious life and rhythm and cycles of seasons. God invites us to join in that work of caring for creation, gardening and growing and preserving the plants that enrich our lives through their existence and through the work of our hands. Scientists discover the obvious, that spending time in green space, in forests and with plants, makes us healthier and happier. But sometimes we forget, or time in nature is unavailable to us. We get disconnected from growing things, hampering our own growth. In this pandemic, in our reckoning with our history of deep and pervasive injustice, in our solidarity with the pain of those close to us and far away, we have reminded ourselves that ours is a God who suffers with us, that Jesus experienced the pain and humiliation, rejection and unrighteous judgment, suffering and death caused by sinful systems carried out by sinful individuals. Jesus is present with the poor, the suffering, the downtrodden, and the dying. But Jesus also ushers in joy, the joy of sight restored, thirst quenched, people taught and fed and healed. Meals with friends, feasts and celebrations in the temple, getaways to mountaintops and seaside beaches. We know that we are meant to share in that joy through the Holy Spirit. While the word joy is mentioned almost 200 times in the Hebrew Bible to about 65 times in the New Testament, the God of the old is also the God of the new creation that we are becoming through our unity with the Messiah. We are ambassadors of good news, reconciliation that brings the joy of healed relationship with God and sisters and brothers. What does that work of the Spirit look like? In Galatians 5, Paul says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, etc. Love comes first on the list, but then joy. The Spirit brings joy. One possible title that occurred to me as I was considering today's scriptures was, Don't Fear Joy. I thought about the many ways that joy can feel like a betrayal, like we aren't sufficiently grieving those we've lost, or we're forgetting those who are suffering, or ignoring injustice, or all the heavy things in the world that we carry. As we approach the one-year anniversaries of the loss of longtime members of our fellowship, remembering Lorna Engels and Donna Simpkins, we grieve again their absence, and also that we were unable to grieve together during COVID. But as Paul reminds the church in Corinth, when we leave the body, we are at home with the Lord. Lorna and Donna are at home, away from their earthly failing bodies, no longer present as part of our physical fellowship, but they are experiencing a fullness of joy in God's presence in the eternal home that Jesus prepared for them. So, can we feel joy in their memories and in their present home? We are confident, Paul says. We live by faith and not by sight. Joy does not mean pretending a false, ever-present happiness. But there is a truth of God's goodness, God's faithfulness, God's responsibility and love for the world and for us and for our friends and family. This is a truth that sets us free, free from our mistakes and bumblings and imperfections and sins, because Jesus covered them. Free to feel joy, for the joy set before him, Jesus endured the suffering of the cross. He knew joy, and he saw joy on the other side of his pain. And when God raised him from the dead, giving him a new body that could enjoy food with friends and yet was indestructible, creation participated in that joy. As our Easter Jim Krogert song says, "Did the grass sing? Did the earth rejoice to feel him again?" Joy is a physical experience, not just an idea or spiritual concept. Joy is felt in our bodies and minds and souls. To hug again, to gather again, to experience the pleasure of the created world and the goodness of the functioning of our physical bodies. Joy. Today, I invite you, and I am invited, to embrace the joy that God offers, the companionship of walking in the garden in the beginning, seeking out the beloved, sharing ideas and joy in the physical creation. Yes, there is much suffering and grief, and God is there with us. And on this holy day, we can tap into the joy that God gives and draw strength from that joy. In communion today, we can taste the unity of breaking bread together, the feast in God's kingdom to come, the nourishment of the bread and fruit of the vine for our bodies. As Nehemiah said, enjoy choice food and sweet drink, and send some to those who have not prepared. This is the Lord's table of abundance, generosity, and sharing. May you taste the joy at the table with Jesus, who invites you to join the family meal of celebration and freedom. Amen.